The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the wintriest place I've seen all year. God, I'm never going to be warm again. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Reverend Rory Dowd. Next to me is my good buddy, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Hi.
Chewy's out this week working hard in the mines, but we have people to fill the seats. Not only do we have new Reno sensation last to leave, but promoting the Offbeat Festival, we've got Steve Foe, too.
Woo!
Yeah.
And it's cold, baby!
Podcast, we're talking yes, out of our ass.
You stepped all over the end of that.
Wow. Was that me that did that?
You dipshit.
That was good.
You guys welcome to the show, Steve.
I thought it was perfectly on key. And,
hey, and Ken and Sky are actual guests who, like, were following the rules. Hey, welcome, welcome. Good
right,
to see you
I knew they were coming.
Steve doesn't know the rules.
Good to be here.
Well, don't you listen?
Busted.
That's true.
That's okay. Nobody does. Actually, no. The 14 of you out there. It's 14 now, not 12. The 14 right. of you out there that do listen. Hey, thanks for being here. Hope you enjoyed your Halloween weekend. Thanks for coming out to open mic this past Monday with Britt Straw. It was a great night. And please come back next week for Mac Esposito. It's going to be a good time. I think that's who's hosting.
Oh, okay.
I think that's who's hosting. Check it out on the Facebook page. Prove me wrong. Post about it on the Facebook and make fun of me. Because you should. Open mic every week at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. Anyway.
71 South Wells.
Hey, thanks, Nick.
You're welcome. Woo.
So, how was your weekend, Rick? Did you give out lots of candy?
Yes. No, I didn't. We had like 7 fucking kids. It's a new house, so I didn't go trick-or-treating with the little girls. Because many years I go trick-or-treating with little girls.
Right. I've taken you I've let you take my little girl trick-or-treating.
Yeah, it's fucking, yeah. Any of you who have never trick-or-treated as an adult, you get a mask that covers your face, and it's just as much your face. And it's just as much fun as when you were a little kid. You just run and get candy and pretend like you're a little kid.
What mask did you wear?
I didn't do it this year, but normally I got like a melty face one, and then I got another one that's got hair, so it really doesn't look like
the
me.
Yeah, the hair one, it's weird.
It's totally creepy with like a hat. Anyway, so I didn't do that this year because I wanted to see what the new neighborhood was like with the kiddage, and we had 7. Oh. And 2 of those were Evan's kids.
That just means more candy for you, man.
So, like, the kids who own this house came and 5 of the neighbors.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. And I even set up the scary saw, like I got the loudest saw in my garage. And I put it right next to the door with a bright light on top of it on a switch, so it goes meow. Like when you're not,
the coolest thing ever.
It scares the shit out of little kids.
We have made 4-year-olds be their costumes.
Seriously,
totally. The question is,
mommy, I don't like trick or treating anymore.
Did you give away hard candy or did you give away chocolate?
Oh,
or popcorn balls.
Okay, now, okay, that's only
razor
with
blades.
Razor blades in them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apples.
No, we did. We did chocolate, and we did. What did we do? We had Snickers bars, and we had gummy Lifesavers.
I got some of those.
Awesome.
Kids are into the gummy nowadays. I don't like it because it's made from horse hooves.
No,
it tastes like
no.
If only 7 kids are coming up, you should start giving out
Rick,
like
full
candy
size
bars next
motherfucker.
Year.
Yeah. Next year, I'm just gonna get full size for real.
There you
so
go.
I'll be
they
here
deserve
next
it.
Year. I'll be here next year.
If they make it to the top of this hill.
Yeah, and I'm going to scare shit out of them. And no, next year I'm not going to give out candy because it was a total waste of my time. But it was cool looking with all the pumpkins set up out front from the pumpkin carving party.
I took my little girl out for the trick-or-treating.
Riku, does she still love it?
We went in the St. Lawrence, California
nice.
Neighborhood.
Yeah, that's
up
where
in
I
there.
Always took Quentin, dude.
And I got to say to all the homeowners around there who didn't just think of the little kids and have buckets of candy, but also had full bars and kegs and bottles of alcohol really? For free shots for the adults taking their kids around, I would just like to say kudos. We do it in Reno like nobody else.
They're awesome.
Halloween is bitching in this town.
When I was still on drugs.
I got loaded walking around with my kid for
yeah.
all the
favorite area.
Hey, dude. Drinks for adults.
For sure. That's a Reno Halloween.
That's awesome.
Oh, it was so
I got to
cool.
go back without my kid.
I had like
I think everybody
6 or 7 houses.
This.
Yeah, trick or beer. Yeah, it, trick or beer.
In my old neighborhood, one time I went trick-or-treating with Trey, Don's kid, when he was still 9 years old, many years ago, and one of my neighbors gave me Coke.
Allegedly.
I just went inside and did lines of Coke, and then went back to the trick-or-treating.
Like then you walk three houses down and come right back and say trick-or-treating.
With a different costume.
Trick-or-treat.
Switch costumes with this kid. He's your size. Come on, let's go back.
Can I get more Coke?
I was a clown. I was Darth Vader. I was a vampire. I was a ghost.
Then I was just a clucker after that. Had my babies in the street.
It's fucked up. No, but it was an excellent. It was a great party over there. Everybody was having a good time. The streets were mobbed.
Someone else's kids.
Reno is fantastic. You do Halloween like nobody else.
That's awesome. I'm going to try to spread that to my town.
Yeah. Get some neighbors, have a little party, have all the kids over. And
grown
just...
up trick or treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Society's advancing. We all need to trick or treat every day.
Fuck yeah.
It's not just for kids.
For real.
Fuck that
Fuck
shit.
Kids. It's for us.
Yeah, and if you're doing that, then I'm okay with not having full size candy bars. But if you're not handing out
weed
booze,
in my candy,
give my kid full size candy
you.
Bars.
You get a brownie wrapped in tin or tinfoil.
They're just 21 plus.
Yeah. Then. Everybody be like nervous that you're gonna put the kids are. Can I have some of that brownie? You're all no,
no.
But it's why a grown up brownie,
right?
That's why it's an immediate consumable with the shot.
Grown ups only get these ones. You guys get these ones.
Did you do anything for Halloween, Nick? Were you
man, it was the weirdest year because me and Mikey are fucking the funnest people in the fucking world, and we always dress up and always do fun shit. And we, like, had the opportunity to just stay home and, like, there were no kids coming to our house or anything. We stayed home. We went to a couple of bars, played pool, like, did just, like, normal shit while everybody was out freaking out.
Oh, you fucked off Halloween like that?
We did.
Good for you.
It was
Fuck you, Nick.
It was hella romantic, Mike O'Mara. Don't judge me.
Shut up!
Oh, I'm a big radio star. I can just rip on Nick.
Fuck you, Nick.
Love. God damn it.
Hey, what? I mean, look at what people have to say about me.
Yeah, it's so
true. That's
Rory true. Gets ripped on hella more. And they were actually talking to Rory.
Fuck you, Rory.
Yeah, that was in a conversation with me.
That's true. Oh.
Not taken out of
Rory,
context.
Rory, I take shits as big as you.
That was not a conversation. That was in a voicemail in which my livelihood was threatened.
We watched a lot of movies. That's about it.
Cool.
It's funny that you Rick's story was kind of relevant to our weekend, too.
You only had six kids come by and none of them left.
We had, like ghost children come by and, like, invisible cocaines and stuff. It was weird.
What? I don't get it. Ghost
so you had
children?
No life savers.
I think Nick's trying to make a joke and none of us understand.
Coke!
Anyway, we did not do cocaine this weekend. It was not.
Did anybody doorbell ditch you over the weekend?
Yes.
Okay. Did they doorbell ditch you, or did you just not answer the door?
No, it happened over and over, but we realized we were so high that it was not real.
Oh, right.
Did you hear really the doorbell? I thought I heard the doorbell.
Yeah, by the 12th time, we were like, that wasn't real. We're just fucked up.
Have you been huffing something?
Honey, it was a nice stay away.
What do you know about that?
You know, like, just get prepped for... Like, because we have Hell Week this week, me and Boat and Mikey too. Like
me
everybody
too.
In the Offbeat Fest, dude. Like fucking, it's Hell Week.
I'll be your MC on Friday night at Jub Jub's, and it's Saturday.
So nice. Just being able to take the 3-day weekend off and really rest was amazing, and do fun things like go to movies and we went to sushi and I saw football and fucking, you know, just normal shit.
Because
the rest of my life isn't normal most of the time, you know?
Calm
I mean?
Before the storm.
Totally.
So I should have taken a different approach.
Rick.
Can I just tell you what I did on my
What'd
Halloween?
You do for Halloween?
Well, it got down to the wire. Like it was like 9 o'clock, and I didn't have a costume yet. So I just decided, fuck it. I'm just going to take 2 Viagra, put on some sweats. I stole a shopping cart from the grocery, and that was my costume, dude. I just fucking... Had a shopping cart and some sweats and
a huge boner
and a boner.
Did you get a lot of candy in that shopping cart?
No, and I lost a few strangely. Friends. I lost a few friends.
How about you guys? What'd you do for Halloween?
Just a party and some friends.
Nice.
Did you dress up?
Did you get laid?
No. And oh. I dressed up as Tyler the Creator. I went blackface for Halloween.
Oh, that's fucked up.
That's always a bad move.
You didn't know I was half black, bro. I don't appreciate that shit.
I wanted to be Cool Keith, no, dude. My friend said it's not always a bad
idea. Black lives matter, man. Yeah. Black lives matter.
Can I get to see Kyle?
Never a good idea. It's weird. Man. Honey?
Did you dress up?
See Kyle?
No.
Sky from Last to Leave, did you dress up?
No, I didn't dress up. Oh, wait. I lied. I wore a Kigurumi as a dragon, so I was in a comfortable dragon suit the whole time and just hung out with some old friends. So, do you guys know what a Kigurumi is?
No.
I can't say that
It's like the one-piece like pajama bodysuit that people wear in Japan. Yeah, it's like but it's much baggier.
And yours is a dragon?
Nice. Yeah, and it's got like the dragon mustache on it and stuff.
Does it have a hood?
What was the name of your dragon?
It's just
I know what those are. Dragon. Yeah, those are cool.
Sky. What kind of shoes did you
Sky
wear
Sky the dragon.
I actually went barefoot.
Oh, that's
natural.
Because that'd be a tough one.
Do you have a like, body pillow with your favorite anime female on it?
I do not.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Just checking.
I have a body pillow with his face on it.
Seeing how far, how deep the nerd goes. That is a
Are you a
deeper.
Furry?
I'm not a furry. Okay. No. I'm just a dragon.
Okay. I'm just like a giant Kagome body pillow.
Yeah.
Nerds out there.
I'm 11-7 slayer with him. Two dexterity.
You don't even know what you're
three
saying,
charisma.
Man.
I do.
Fucking jock. You don't even know.
Half of our audience is just all, he doesn't know.
Right.
Totally. He doesn't play D&D.
So true.
I'm with not a cleric.
I don't know. But.
And then I slew the orc with my 12-sided dog out here on the tundra. Oh, gosh. It's very cold out here.
Bane playing
Did
D&D.
You guys
Bane
practice
D&D.
This week? Last to leave?
Do we ever practice?
No, we didn't. Practice.
No, we had a show
right
a couple
before
weeks
ago. They lie. They were practicing when I walked up the steps. You guys were
right before the show.
That's rehearsal.
Right before the show, I hear, hey, let's do that one song. How does it go? And he's like, well, it's like A something something. Okay, let's do that.
This
is going to be great.
We actually came here to rehearse, and then we were like, oh, these guys do a podcast. Okay, I guess you guys can sit in while we jam.
That's how we get all our bands, because they all rehearse at Rick's.
Yeah,
all right, well, speaking of this, fine, you shit talkers, play a song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do that.
All right, this song is relatively based on the X-Files.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
That's my shit.
That's my joint,
son. Are you excited about the internet rumors?
There's another movie.
What rumors?
There's what?
Because the show's
just all of the talk.
Well, because the show's coming back January
24th. The show's coming back?
Yeah. 6 episodes.
With David Duchovny and
I thought it was really
it's gonna be sweet.
He's got a walker now.
I mean, the rumors about what it's gonna be about, who's in it, what's happening, you know, that crap.
I mean, I've heard like two of the episodes are
are
mythologies. Yeah, actually, he's been teased. Even
those
though,
are some of the best writers ever in television, I think, with X Files.
Yeah, by far.
Sorry,
definitely.
Play music, dog.
All right, the song's called Anasazi.
Nothing more than man. road to my past. I surely hope that I will never look back. But I keep finding that it's harder than it seems. And these railroad tracks lead one way, and this one is picking up speed. And there's one direction that I'm headed in, and I pray that I won't lose you again. And it's now or never, the sooner the better. Do you remember when I last wrote to you and I said those things that I can't recall, but it all was true, and I told you about what it meant to really love. I taught you that there is no God above. Souls can't be saved from those clouds up so high, and you can only forgive yourselves in hopes to justify that the actions we all take are only ours to blame, and our lives mean nothing unless we can create. And day bitter places where I hope to make my bed. The soil's all reaped up and we can no longer bury our dead. And there's no lost cause in having faith. We're not alone in this world and there's so much at stake. Cause we all have scars, this world is ours.
Well, yeah, I guess. I guess you don't need to practice that much then, huh?
Well, that's the only song, that's the only song we practice, so that's the hit.
Hey, did that awesome, awesome, good, good.
I nailed
so,
it.
Well, that's the show, lady. No, I don't think so. So, lastly, how long have you guys been playing in Reno?
Last to Leave has been a band since 2007, so about 8 years.
How very active the whole time, or when?
Relatively active. I mean, the band has gone through so many lineup changes. We've been as far as just it's been me, and then up to about 10, 11 people in the band at one time.
So this is the Sky project.
Relatively, yeah. I literally am the last to leave.
Wonderful. And how long you've been involved with it, Ken?
I've been playing with Last to Leave for almost 6 months now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're also in the White Bulbs.
Yeah. That band's going to break up, though.
Ken's in like 100 bands.
I'm also in Buskin' by Moonlight, too.
Yeah.
They're gonna really?
Off. Yeah.
Rad. That's
is it always bass with you?
Always bass. There's no other way. And this, that's
all not
you
true.
Hey, bass, got,
bass players
he's got
sluts,
a face
dude.
For bass.
We have a song, musical actually, sluts. Where he plays guitar on one of it, but it's only because I play mandolin on it. So that's the only time he changes.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? Like the pit. But, nice. Like the song goes up in pitch with whatever you're doing there.
Huh?
I don't know. You guys got a mandolin tonight?
No, not tonight.
Then I won't have my question answered until I see you live.
Oh, okay.
Your mandolin.
Okay, yeah, we're playing live November 17th at the Holland Project.
Nice.
That's actually going to be our final local show because I'll be taking a hiatus because I go to Japan in February and I might be moving to Washington State in March.
Oh, what are you doing in Japan?
I'm just going to travel around. Just going solo. Yeah, jack off all over the place, just down the street. Bukkake.
Like 30 seconds.
You mentioned something earlier. Are you graduating?
Yeah, I graduate in December.
And getting the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah, I mean, I love Reno, but it's become so built up because I've grown here my whole life that I kind of can't stand a lot of...
So you're going to Japan?
Yeah.
There's
a million people
everybody
in Tokyo.
From Reno.
That's fantastic.
Gotta get out.
Yeah. The, street, Reno looks small. The streets are 10 stories like in Japan. Like downtown Japan, the streets are 10 stories. And then the city's on top of that.
Yeah. Their culture is a lot more interesting, though, I feel, than a lot of fat, lazy Reno people. You know?
That'll be good for you.
Yeah.
I'm how excited. Long are you going
to
be there?
Probably 3 weeks to a month.
You know, okay. I can bring Reno into it, but all right.
Go out there, stub your toes. We'll still be here when you come back.
Yeah. Us fat, lazy fucks will still be
actually,
here.
I left Missouri 20 years ago and just landed here and stubbed my toes and, well, broke my legs, so I couldn't go back.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's always that saying that people from Reno move to Portland and they always move back. So at least I'm not going to Portland. So you
true
know, that's
that.
A plus.
Yeah, good.
That is a plus.
Japan's a way better choice, I think.
No, so, and really,
you're really
if it's
try to stay.
Wait, what?
You're really going to try to stay there?
No, I'm not going to. Okay. I'm not going to stay there. I'm going to move to Washington State when I come back.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to bring a woman home with you?
No,
a geisha.
Only, yeah, only like 20 body pillows, so I could look, you know, big pimpin'. Yeah.
The aforementioned anime girl body pillows.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
And
I'd be hooking up with
lots of
like
packets of panties from vending machines.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
I was just saying,
actually, if you do have the opportunity and could get me one as a gift, I would love you forever.
All right, I'll hook it up.
I might even wear them for you if you ask nicely.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. I'll find some with like a lot of really interesting stains on them. I'll just keep going through until I get
it
the right one.
Weird.
You know what? When you find the
and
very
it's all like
first
fat
one,
guys wearing them on their faces while they're eating like sushi.
Call Rory on the Monday in America when it's Monday in America, the night we're recording. Just call him and tell him.
Call me,
dude. I got it.
We could Skype if we had, like make this work. Yeah.
Oh, we'd Skype that. Yeah.
Stain Skype.
Put that on the
avoiding the international toll calls. Yeah. But yeah, we could Skype this shit on the show.
Hell yeah.
Tape it and throw it out for the audience. That'd be fucking great.
Be the first
live
stain
from Japan.
Yeah,
I think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
or put a worst little podcast sticker on one of those vending machines would be killer.
I could.
Too, and take a picture.
I could.
That'd be fucking dope.
Yeah, we'll give you stickers.
Sweet.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, we got to get some in the funny
we
picture
We want some
writing.
Japanese audience, man. Come get into Reno with us. I think you'll love it. You weirdo Japanese underground motherfuckers.
That's not how you're
Nick's,
gonna get any
Nick's trying to send him as the Voyager. Like he's
I'm
the worst little podcast Voyager.
I'm talking to that one dude out there. You know who you are.
Damn, Nick, that's fucked up.
You might be a girl. I don't know. That's rad.
I'll write it in Japanese for you, too. I'll write out worst little podcast in Japanese.
Excellent. Yeah.
Have you been practicing Chinese or Japanese?
I'm in my third year of Japanese, actually.
Is that right?
You
should practice Chinese, too.
Yeah. Not Chinese. Chinese is fucking
How do you
crazy.
Say worst little podcast in Japanese?
God.
I mean, all of those are
Wait a minute.
Words.
This is going to be awesome.
I would just say it in their version of English. It's just, worst little podcast.
So is that I would say. Is that like saying, I would like a taco and a burrito?
Yeah. They have this thing called katakana where they spell it out just like we say it. So it'd be worst little podcast. That's for all things
That's
that aren't Japanese.
Awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we should get a drop of him saying that later, Rick.
Totally.
Or we could all just be quiet for a second.
All right, say it again.
Konbanwa, where's the little pat?
Take two.
I was gonna say more. Okay. Konbanwa, where's the little podcast? Or kikimas.
Nice.
Yeah,
you're listening.
What
was it will live
part?
Forever.
What was the first part? That was my favorite part.
It was Konbanwa.
Yeah.
Konbanwa.
Yeah. Was that like listen up?
Yeah.
Or?
No, Konbanwa is this evening. You're listening to the worst little podcast.
Nice.
Oh, Konbanya.
Very
Konbanwa,
cool.
Yeah.
Work Good that in drop. The opening, Rick.
Very cool.
Totally. Well, Nick, do you know Worst Little Podcast in Spanish?
We're still a little podcast.
No,
though.
I don't.
Yeah. Dude.
El podcast de feo.
No. that's the ugly
the
podcast.
Ugly. Yeah. The ugly. That's what I think it translates to.
I think it would be like el podcastito lo peor.
I like that one better.
That's it.
Lo peor.
El podcastito.
I don't know.
Muy mal.
Rick, you know more Spanish than I do.
Yeah, right. I just wanted to give you a shot, you know.
I know more about gay people than you do, so fuck off.
Yeah.
The only thing Spanish about Nick is his last name.
And his swarthy good looks.
Yeah. His last name should have been Jones.
Well, you don't know Jones. My Latin love, dude?
I like your Latin love.
Yeah, we got to ask Mikey if he knows how to do it Spanish.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Ask her.
In the Spanish style.
That'd be rad.
Like, what is that? Like, coming on their hair?
We do, like, a bullfight.
Like, with a Zorro hat.
Before we do
it. You know.
As opposed to the Greek fashion.
Right,
which
exactly.
Is, you know.
Nobody likes that.
Grapes?
You do.
Olive oil?
Wrapped in grape leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah, and covered
oily,
in.
Oily, sweaty.
That's olives.
Just men.
Olives.
Oh, those just men.
That's, yeah, that's yeah. the Greek
Oh, you mean like
well,
in the Bible
screw
when
the grapes.
Says,
in the Greek fashion.
And yeah, in the Bible it's all, hey, even the Greeks don't do that. Like, you know they're talking about something bad when he says shit like that.
You even said the bad. Greeks
don't
do
they that. Don't even shower before they put it in the
No.
That's in the Bible?
Yeah, there's a part where they're talking about a guy banging his mother-in-law, and Paul's writing a letter, and he's all, so I heard about this guy banging his mother-in-law. Yeah, that's probably wrong. Even the Greeks don't do that. And you know what he's saying? He's saying them butt-fucking queers in Greece don't do that. So it must
even
be
the
bad.
Sodomites don't
yeah,
think
exactly.
that's
that's
shitty.
Exactly what he's saying, right. So that's in the Bible.
Oh, yeah, he does a lot of shit-talking there in the end of the Bible in those letters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What
oh, yeah.
did he do, Rick?
What did what? The Paul?
What was the awful thing he did?
The guy, one of the guys was like banging his mother-in-law or something. He was like
what's wrong with that?
My dad's wife. Well, I know.
I don't know. Were they both single?
Why? Yeah. Well, of course the gay dudes wouldn't fuck.
Was it his
mother-in-law? They'd fuck the
yeah.
father-in-law, right?
That shouldn't be that weird, huh?
Yeah.
And then when you especially look that Moses is a product of a guy getting together with his aunt. Did you know that Moses' parents were related?
The Bible's a
which
hot
is why of... his daughters thought, yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Which is why, he had to,
lot.
That's why he had to oh. bail out of Egypt.
Yeah, we gotta
said,
get
I gotta
out of here.
I gotta
people
get the hell
know
out of
about
here.
Me.
Yeah, people know about my family. I'm gonna go split the sea.
Hit the horn, Rory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, reset. So, folks here.
Yeah, Steve Vogt from
fuck?
Indiana. What are you
wow.
being up to?
Dude, what, some guy from your bar wound up in Reno
wait,
with karma.
You know.
Yeah.
I
do you know
so
Josh?
So many questions.
I do. He's my buddy.
Scrawny-ass Josh, right?
Yep.
He isn't just, he was not just like making shit up, says, oh, yeah, I know that guy.
Yeah,
he's been
yeah
in,
no.
He's
like,
he
like,
snuck
oh,
into
oh,
your
I
bar
know,
twice.
I gave his
I
band
Steve
their
Vogt.
First shot. Like their first gig was at my bar.
I saw their face paint bullshit. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, and I tried to talk him into keeping the face paint. I said, if you guys are going to be in a band, you guys got to paint your face like that. And they were like, no, we're too creative, man.
We can't do that.
We're serious artists.
I was like,
oh,
dude, I was like, just try it.
If you were a serious artist, you'd paint your face.
That's yeah. right.
Did you see his video?
Do you, wait, do you guys yeah. paint your faces ever?
That's no, rad. But I have a all very funny story.
That guy's a rad artist.
We played with Andrew Jackson Jihad a few years ago, and it was our banjo player's last show. We painted our faces as juggalos.
Yeah. No one yeah. You're a serious artist. You'll paint yeah. your face.
That's right.
Damn right.
Nice.
You should try it, Ken. It's fun. You get to be a whole other person.
Sexually.
All right.
Why does he get the coolest microphone?
Because he's Ken.
He always does.
Actually, it just looks like it's
he's
the coolest
guy
in
the room.
It's not.
Dude, the other guy's got the coolest mic.
Yeah.
I have two of them,
but
that
no,
doesn't
it's
make
true
it better.
The
yeah.
ribbon mics?
His two, no,
those
they're,
are pretty
they're,
cool.
They're large diaphragm condensers. Multi-pattern large diaphragm
condensers.
Right.
Beautiful.
Well, tell us more about them, Rick. We'd like to hear more about what technology you're using.
They can do different polar patterns, Rory.
Polar patterns? How ironic! Like, that's funny because it sounds like we're in a polar wasteland.
It's not that kind of polar. But yeah.
Okay.
It's all right.
I love those left turns there. Do you love those left turns?
But so you don't have any dirt on Josh? Because I've been hanging out with him a lot. And like I'd love to like know something horrible he did or...
No, the guy's the nicest guy in the freaking world.
Fuck, he's a pretty like the nicest guy.
He's
in the
really
world.
Nice. He's a good musician. He yep. seems like he'll keep his word
great
when he says he does something.
Great
yeah, that too.
Did
yeah.
you see? Did you see the Karma video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that
no?
Awesome?
Actually, I haven't.
Dude,
I've
you got to see it.
Oh, it's
he just took like 4,000 pictures and made like stop motion animation video for them.
Very
yeah.
of solid
cool.
nothing but pictures for a song that they did. So
it's badass, dude.
It's really cool.
Way
turned
cool
out
shit.
Like you think that and you go, oh yeah, that probably sucks, but I'll act like I like it, and then it turns out to really actually be cool.
Awesome.
So.
No, very like innovative. Very cool.
Fuck yeah.
Very, he actually called cool. me earlier tonight and he was like, I was like, well, I'm gonna go do that podcast. He's like, oh, I've been up there like 4 times. I'm like, shit, awesome.
They were almost here tonight. They called earlier, and then they're like, "Oh, it's snowing where we are. We're not going to come."
No,
Karma's
no,
an amazing
no.
band.
Yeah, they've been showing up far too much lately. They cannot show up on Monday nights for the next like 3 months.
I told Michelle that she could intern if she wanted to. So,
well, that'd be different.
Right.
Then we
no,
could
she
make
was
going to
come
things.
Early and
dude, she's already interned. What's
well, yeah?
But she only showed up for one show, and now she
yeah,
wants to
that's what I'm saying.
So actually, oh. we should make her dance out
like
on the street, like on McCarran,
yes.
wearing
she
a sign.
Burn the
yeah.
bridge, but I'm saying
she has some making up to do with the rest of the show.
Like stand out front of the place with a sign that says, "I'll pay you $5 if you fart in my face."
Well,
yeah,
only for the show. All right. But other than that, that's humiliating. I wouldn't make her do that.
I really feel
maybe like buy us a case of beer or something.
Okay. So, last to leave, guest to the show.
Yes.
How you doing?
Doing very well.
Awesome.
It's a crazy show tonight.
I missed the details. You guys are playing in November here?
Yeah, November 17th.
Excellent.
We're playing at the Hollem Project with Ken's other band, Busking by Moonlight. And my friends from North Carolina, they're called the Resonant Rogues.
I believe there's a fancy-looking flyer in Sepia Tones. Am I thinking of the most recent show you've played?
Probably the most recent show with Lost Dog Street Band. This one I haven't made the flyer yet.
Okay.
But they're very good. They play like Balkan gypsy jazz type music. They just got back from a world tour, which is pretty cool. So...
What did they do? Like Denmark,
okay, hey.
Denmark and Sacramento.
It was like they played
it's a
Sparks.
World tour. Yeah,
no, yeah, they played all over Europe and just traveled around through there. Yeah,
good for them. That's always a good time.
Yeah, they're very good.
Number of Reno bands have been doing that European tour as well lately, or at least the U.S. tour.
Yeah,
so, I hear Reno's big in Europe.
I encourage you, if you're under the age of 30, do not have a child.
I hope so too,
and hate your job. Go on tour.
Yeah,
you should all quit your jobs and go on tour. Or if you're
at least once. Reno in the world, go do it. Reno bands,
yes.
Fucking A.
Yeah, do it.
It's the best, dude. And we've been represented well. The Vampirates, the Kaiser Soze's, fucking 7 Seconds.
Are you going to be taking your solo act of Last to Leave on the road, or are you going to be putting down the guitar for a while?
I'm not putting down the guitar. I'm probably going to focus on some recording once I graduate. But in Japan, people have said take a guitar, but I don't want to carry that around.
Get one of those little cool travel guitars.
Those sound so shitty, though.
I know, they're dumb. And you look like a douche carrying it around on the airplane.
Yeah, just, this fucking guy playing acoustic guitar.
Might
once
as well
once you're there,
ponytail.
You can probably, yeah. You can probably hire like a little 14-year-old.
To, what, make you a guitar?
No. Carry your guitar.
No, he's like a guy with like a guitar rickshaw.
Yeah.
Right? He tunes it for you.
Yeah. And what does he say? Nice.
Hire a short round.
Kumbanwa.
Kumbanwa. He's like, Kumbanwa guitar.
Kumbanwa guitar.
Yeah. Ready
for like $11 a day.
That's rad.
Yeah.
I do that for
I just give him 22.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to be doing then, Ken?
Hey, Mojo Jojo.
Where does Busking by Moonlight have any other shows?
Mojo Jojo.
After you're being abandoned by Sky.
Yeah, I'm bailing out.
Well, there's Offbeat. Offbeat's playing us at 7th at the Morris Burner Hotel.
Oh, you are playing at Offbeat.
Yeah.
Cheers. Okay.
Last go Offbeat.
Time.
Nice.
Yeah. And then the 17th with Last to Leave.
Yeah. Right, right.
Oh.
After that, we've been trying to go on tour, but it's not going to happen very well.
What about that White Bulbs final album?
Oh, yeah, we are releasing another album here soon. It's going to be our last album and our last show coming
why
out.
Why is it your last album? Why
is it your second album?
Yeah, it's our second album.
Did one of them cheat on you? Or?
I'm cheating on all of them.
Oh. It's hard to hold it together then after a while.
Did anybody fuck
He's
anybody
got that
else?
Band herpes.
No, none of that.
Oh, yet. Well, then fuck.
All right, so
you're saying there's a chance. White Bulbs could go on.
Not after he just did the biggest little podcast
the
and said,
public,
now we're breaking
yeah.
up.
Yeah, it's
our last album.
The public breakup that 14
that
is, people will
totally.
Hear about and never repost.
Hey, anybody that's in his band, I'm looking for band members. So since it's all over with you guys, give me a holler. I need some band members.
You going to fly him out to Indiana?
No, I just might stay for a while.
I'll give him the cards.
Yeah. They just have individual band member cards, and they're like, yep, Kyle Daisy guitar, yep.
That'd be cool.
Get those fuckers out of my house.
Oh, they're live-in bandmates?
Yeah, they're roommates.
Damn.
We're roommates.
That's how you get tight, though.
That is how you get tight.
That is how you get tight.
I thought it was the other way around.
Compound.
Like, hey, dude, when you're done shitting, we need to go over this bridge.
Yeah. I'm too tired. There's cocaine on the table.
All right.
Let's keep going.
That is what their house is like.
Which is code for coffee in the pot.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Right.
So let's have another song here, and then let's come back and talk a little bit about Offbeat Fest.
Awesome.
Yeah, sound like a good idea?
Yeah.
I think the song idea is a great idea.
Yes. Songs are always, the more songs, the better. Yeah. How many of you are actually prepared to play?
We can play like 500. So, you know, we can make this, like a Woodstock podcast.
312.
A sit-in.
Can I go?
We all quit our jobs and just stay here while you play guitar.
Yeah, we'll watch the sunrise together.
Till
we'll
your fingers bleed.
Yeah. Well, this is a brand new song.
Well, when I was a kid, I was so happy, things were great. Well, I had some friends and I was outgoing, now things have changed. I still have some friends, but I tend to never go out. There never is a valid reason to leave my house. You know, I know that I've dug my own hole. You know I won't quit until it's full. I'll never know when it ends or where it goes. Maybe you can tell me how the story unfolds. I'll never have a problem never leaving my room if it means I'll never hear from the likes of you. And I will always remember how I got this way. It's not the fact that I'm sad, no, I'm not afraid. The reasons I'm depressed are problems all on my own. The only drinks I ever take are shots of being alone. And I can't help but think this is no longer my home. I've always been an honest man, but never true to myself. These past few years have really been hard, hating everyone else. The faults I've made, you know I'm so sorry, I never meant to hurt you. The walls that I built all around me is just a thing that I do. You know I know that I've dug my own hole. You know I can't quit until it's full. I may never know when it ends or where it goes, but I've made my peace and now the story can be told. So climb aboard this ride, there is so much to see, then watch it burn and fade out into misery. I may have trapped myself within these four walls. Is it insanity to write all of this on a bathroom stall? Well, I wasn't always like this, but I'll never swear that I never missed the memories and I didn't care. But it's for when the heart breaks, I could never prepare.
Yeah!
Nice.
Wow.
Dude, that shit's really good.
Sick,
Brad.
Dude. I baseline, man.
Dude, you're
way up on the
your
net.
Hands are a spider so on that bass. Like, your fingers are just all... It's a spider crawling around the whole time.
See, where I lack in personality, it shows through my bass playing skills.
You know what they say about big hands?
You look like Elvis now.
Nobody but other nerds will
His hips were gyrating. His hips were gyrating in the chair.
Fuck. Sexually.
I'm really sad that I'm just
hearing
this music
now.
Yeah, we're gonna be breaking up soon.
Did you write that?
What?
Yeah, I wrote that.
Man, that's a beautiful song.
That's the first song I've written in actually almost 2.5 years because
really
I had
good.
Such bad writer's block.
Wow. That's
a
stuff,
damn
though.
Good one, dude.
Thank you. Thank you.
Damn buster.
That's beautiful.
That's a damn buster.
Woo!
All right. I'll drink to that.
So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, go check these folks out at Holland Project.
Yeah, Holland Project, November 17th.
Where's the Holland Project?
It's 140
Steve, you've
Vesta
been gone
Street.
Too long.
Across from Valor Parlor.
Right down on Wells Avenue.
And it's all ages.
Down there.
Yeah,
it's also across from Corrigan's.
It's all ages.
Yeah, it's right by Corrigan's. So.
It's old Wells.
It's an all ages.
Like Wells Angels.
It's an all ages art studio and music venue and a gathering spot for lots of really cool events for the
all
youth of Reno.
Awesome.
I take my kid there all the time, and a lot of the kids, of course, are like more teenage older. But you know, she shows up, dances around. There are other little kids there too, and a lot of the local band scene. Doesn't just want to play at bars. They want to take their time to play.
Bring it to the kids.
Plus, like
everybody
the,
plays
the old
show.
Punk rockers are grown up and have kids, and they're like, finally a place I can take my kids that I want
to
go
to
go see cool punk rock bands that
this
my friends
shit
are
I like.
Yeah.
And your kids are like, I like it too. And you're like, yay,
I love you,
punk rock is good for everybody.
Oh, yeah, we'll like walk down, grab a cup of Cokes and a 7-Eleven.
It's good for everybody.
And go watch the punk rock show together.
Yeah.
It's American as apple pie and M80s.
And punk rock.
That's right.
It's as American as punk rock. Fuck yeah. America. Woo.
And you don't have to play punk
rock. No, that's exciting. I will have to try to get my kid out to see that show.
Yeah.
What day of the week is it, though?
It's a Tuesday.
See, that doesn't work
well,
for her. She's nine. I have a very strict no fun things on school nights.
Like, on Tuesday nights especially.
No fun on school
no
nights?
No fun.
Well, that's Girl Scout or swim practice. So
on Tuesday?
Yeah. She is pretty much fun. If she has both those things, she's having fun.
Like, yeah, no, she loves it. It's not that she's having no fun, but not like the extracurricular. Curricular.
Yeah, you can't go to the punk show and do coke tonight.
No, yeah. She can never do coke.
Sorry, Riku.
You do got Girl Scouts.
It's not Halloween anymore,
up with
okay?
You guys, man.
Daddy, this glue smells
honey,
great.
Honey, put it down right now and go back to bed and do not look at anything you see in the eyes. They aren't real. Okay, so last night she asked me in front of a few friends who were over at the house on Sunday night, hey, Dad, will you come tuck me in a little while? And I said, no. And she went, what? And I said, no, it's fine. You can ask the monster under the bed or the skeletons in the closet to tuck you in. And everybody in the room goes with it.
Wow, that's me.
That is the meanest Halloween joke ever.
Shit, super.
So my daddy is the best.
Oh, no, I was still like, I'll be tucking her in. And I'll like, and she's like, oh, Dad, will you shut the closet door? And I'll say, oh, sure. And I'll go to shut the door. And I go, shh, quiet now.
That was inappropriate.
Freaks her out every night right before bed. It's great.
She has all this evidence from the podcasting.
Makes her tough. Builds character.
Yeah, she's going to like liberate herself like that. What was that movie where Drew Barrymore divorced her parents and shit?
Irreconcilable differences.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
she's all,
that's a deep cut.
Your Honor, let me just play the worst little podcast for you. you can go on your own. These people are nuts. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks.
You're fucking doing a great
Thanks,
job.
Thanks, Nick.
Here.
Thanks for the support. I'm sure they'll be able to play that
back,
too.
Yeah, scaring the shit out of your kid is awesome.
It's excellent.
Hey, it really is.
And really, Felix started it.
Uncle Felix likes to drink.
Yeah. Uncle Felix likes to fuck with kids, too.
Felix likes to drink.
And I highly, if you're an uncle to a child, it is actually your titular obligation to fuck with said child.
Naturally.
Right, Rick?
Oh, yeah. I remember my uncle Randy like tickling me until I almost peed. He's like, stop. Oh, and I'm somebody's uncle, but I don't fuck with them. I take them trick-or-treating. We did that thing where we put all of our heads upside down and covered up our faces so that our chins and your faces are upside down and then talk and then filmed it. And drew little eyeballs on our chins.
Do you saw the footage?
Hella fun.
We're going to watch that after the show.
With my goatee beard, it looks like I've got this great widow's peak.
Just a mistress really chin.
Yeah, I'm all there, you guys.
All right, so we talked about it a little last week with our good friend Alain Berton of Mercon, who are going to be coming back to town this weekend to play some shows both Friday and Saturday night. But we also have the great luminary of Steve Foate coming back for what we thought was a singular reuniting of Fat Couch a few years ago is now a re-reuniting.
Yes.
A re-reunite.
It just keeps happening.
It's the next last show.
Yeah, you're like, you guys are like the Eagles. Reno's own Eagles.
Man, I don't know, man. Anytime I get the opportunity to play with Fat Couch, I'll fly.
You know, and that's
I'll
the thing,
anywhere.
Between the years, too, like just when we visited, we would play together, but we didn't have a show.
Yeah.
We would play together, and like, lo and behold, at fucking the Bullet Bar, Fat Couch is actually playing for, half an hour, and then we'd leave or whatever. But now we've had a couple reunion shows. We're really fucking raising the bar for Offbeat Fest. We got VJ Pussycat from the Merman to do our video show behind us when we're going to play tonight.
That's tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. This is tomorrow night at Jub's.
Tomorrow
by the
night,
time you hear
we're
this.
Flying in fucking Pete, Steve, and Scott's getting a fucking pass.
He's riding
from,
a horse.
Pass from the
he's
class.
He's gonna ride a horse in.
He's getting a pass from the class to get in because he's a teacher now. And we're going to rock fucking Reno one more time.
Oh,
at least.
Yeah.
At least. Instead of the next last time.
Any one of us could die before the next time.
Now, no. If you are listening to this and you've not already gotten your bracelet for the All Access for the Offbeat Fest, you might want to think about doing that.
Absolutely.
Because while
Fat
Couch is one hell of a show at Jub Jub's on Friday night, there are also over like 80 acts?
90
acts throughout the whole weekend.
You
from
can start
Friday
tonight.
Tonight. All the way till Sunday.
Yeah.
Amazing.
On Friday and Saturday, there's going to be, I think, 13 venues, 11 venues, somewhere around like that. With each of them having.
No, it's like, yeah, 12 or 13 or 14.
So, somewhere
like,
around
it,
there.
It blew up,
each one having bigger. Like 6 or 7 acts every night, starting early in the evening, going until late in the night. All of your favorite clubs is going to have great music all weekend. You're going to want to go bounce from place to place to go see things, and you're not going to have to pay the cover at every single club. If you want to be cheap.
If you want to go with the fucking go to Disneyland, get the fucking bracelet.
It's
if you just
totally
want to go
fast,
see
fast.
Fat Couch tonight, it's $10.
Fast, fast.
With Forest Day, with Los Pistoleros, with Nick Ramirez, who I heard is awesome. You
Plastic
guys should
Caves
go see
as well.
It. Yes, in the Plaza
and
Caves.
The Plaza
God
Caves.
Damn it. Nick Ramirez is actually a prick. And the Plaza Caves are awesome.
And then he ends up fucking
then,
the couch.
That
I'll,
was so
I'll
great.
Be seeing
drop,
you,
Rick.
I'll be seeing you again on Saturday night over
yeah.
at Shay's Tavern on South
The Big Strip Poker, Liver Scars.
I don't know anything about it.
Fucking.
I'll be the MC, though.
Extravaganza. It's going to be great.
It's
going to
be
wow.
fucking.
Felix and Nick are going to get down on
We're
stage.
We're finally going to do it.
They're,
wow.
they're going to be covering some Gigi Allen songs for the first time.
That's sick.
And after the
Face faggot.
After the poop comes out, we're going to fucking throw it on you. Because, you know, monkeys are so funny until they throw feces
and
on you.
And then monkey see, monkey do. I'll just throw feces right back at you.
Turn all the tables.
Yeah. From the audience onto
yes,
the stage.
Compared
exactly.
to Gigi Allen, you guys are hung.
The show is the audience throwing shit on each other. It's fucking brilliant. You guys got to come
Rick
out and see this.
There.
It's offbeat, and it's beating off. It's all of it.
Come wow. it's an insane weekend. Asphalt Socialites are going to be playing at 3rd Street. Reno, we have a problem. We're at Shay's on Friday. I'm just naming stuff
the
off Shames the top
of my
head.
The Shames are at a Loving Cup on the same time as Fat Couch is playing. So you got a big
You guys are
size.
At Busking by Moonlight. It's going to be playing at Moonlight
at Morris Burner Hotel at 9 o'clock.
The Burner
nice.
Hotel. Spike McGuire's at Morris Burner.
It's going to be a killer show.
4th yeah. Street.
Kate Cotter's playing this weekend.
Studio on 4th. 3rd Street Bar, Holland Project. I mean, everywhere
Atomics
has got music.
At Chapel.
Cargo is part of this event, too.
You got to look it up. Offbeatfest.com. Look up everybody, because it's ridiculous for us to just
We're
sit
really
here and tell
excited.
You. We'll be here for 4 hours. So,
now, I think you guys pretty much summed it up. That was like a rant of summing it up. Although you probably didn't come anywhere close. But you guys did a really great job, though. I just want you guys
to You're excited, man.
It sounded
yeah.
really exciting.
Yeah. Bam, bam.
You can suck on all of that in Reno this weekend and be satisfied, dude.
We're shooting off our guns in Reno this
loud,
weekend.
Loud.
Woo!
Oh, no, oh, no.
Yeehaw!
Oh, you made a bad left turn, Larry.
Not be safe.
That may or may not happen to a few of you. Try to be safe this weekend, though.
Absolutely.
Do not drink and drive. There's going to be so much partying and drinking. Please park your car, get a cab.
Yeah.
Call a friend. It's going to be a great weekend. Don't ruin it by being dumb.
Yeah.
That's
instead of beating off, come out to the offbeat, you guys.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
And you can do it out there too. So, but you'll have so much more fun with all your friends beating off and off and beat.
Are you going to come see any shows, Sky?
I probably work. I probably will not. I apologize.
Without giving
Let's
away
get ready
your
to move.
Without giving
Let's get
away
ready to go
your,
Japan.
Your secret yeah. professional identity, what do you do for a living?
I work over at Shields.
Oh, okay, you
so
don't
it's
care.
Totally leaked. Yeah. No, yeah, I don't care. And I'm a student. I'm a music major with a minor in digital media at UNR. Nice.
Ladies, you can find them at
Shields. UNR.
Yeah, very excited
go
to graduate.
Go stalk him at the mall.
I love your shirt, dude.
I do not go to love the mall.
Thank you. He is wearing a
great t-shirt.
Very, very stylish Halloween 2 t-shirt.
I keep thinking it's
two.
An Iron Maiden shirt, but then I look over and
Which
it's
is
a
weird because
shirt.
Michael Myers is not
he
actually
in
Halloween 2. It's the stupidest, worst Halloween of all of them.
Oh, Michael Myers is not in Halloween 2, dude.
No, I thought Halloween 2 was the hey kids, it's almost that time.
I thought
time.
That was 3, isn't that 3? No.
That's 3. Hey, yeah. Bro, 3. Resurrection
two
is the worst.
Has Michael Myers.
If you want to rough these guys up, I've got
no, okay, no,
this
no,
is our band rehearsal. Like
sorry.
What are you guys doing here?
Sorry, for a moment I thought it was the hey kids.
I thought that
just for the record, I love that one.
Yeah, Halloween 3 is actually really good if you disassociate it with Halloween.
Whatever. Fuck that movie.
It's really good.
All right. Happy Never mind. Hey, we forgot to mention Nevada Day last week, too.
Happy Nevada Day.
Happy Nevada Day, everybody. Yeah. And Steve Folk is the same this year.
I got drunk.
Happy Nevada Day, Nevada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
We'll save that for next year.
Word.
Yeah.
Happy. Happy. Happy Nevada Day. Happy. Happy Nevada Day.
Home to me.
Bitch.
Yeah, that was freestyling.
Home to me, y'all.
Yo.
Wow.
Okay, so.
That was pretty.
We should have a song, and then I think it's time.
Do this one for Nevada, you guys.
For the testing and analysis portion of the
show. Last to leave. Because you hate it so much.
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm on sour because you're leaving
Nick's,
Reno.
Nick's just talking a blue streak here.
Sorry. Well, this song's called Fare the Well.
You can follow me if you know where I'm going, but where I'm bound I can't tell. And these roads, they know no pain as I scatter my remains. In what's left of this world I've made my hell. Nothing's changed and my heart is cold, can no longer cry. And these places that we've been and the faces that we're in resemble death, and where we lay is where we die. My heart stopped and I can no longer breathe. What more can you take from me? Over the hill, death looms up ahead. You lie awake at night and sweat soaks up your bed. Trees, they tap at your windowsill. The lightning, it cracks. Fare the well. And we all just masquerade in and out of the fabric that our parents made. And we can only hope to change the outcome of a world that can no longer be saved. If you're praying for a promised land, there is no hope in sight as we're lowered to our graves and our bodies decompose and all our memories fade. Fail since the day that I was born, and it seems like I can never break ahead. Because your will forced upon me keeps me insane, so leave me be. And what you fight for now won't matter, will be dead. Your heart stops, and you can no longer breathe. If we want more, we can take what we need. Hill, death looms up ahead. You lie awake at night and sweat soaks up your bed. The trees, they tap at your windowsill. The lightning, it cracks. Fare the well. We all just masquerade in and out of the fabric that your parents made. And you can only hope to change the outcome of a world that can no longer be saved. And as for the matters at hand, they'll mean nothing if you're praying for a promised land. There is no hope in sight as we're lowered to our graves and our bodies decompose while your memories fade. Nothing in this world is any more we party down in hell. All hope has been lost as graves stack upon more graves, and the world has decomposed, and not one soul remains.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about killing myself, and now
Holy shit, dude.
But I'm going to be waking up with that in my head in the
morning.
That was
a motherfucking journey right
there.
That was
really catchy and negative. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was like summing it all up, man.
Thank you.
Nick, if that's summed it all up, no wonder you're high.
Why we
that was
do
the greatest, worst little podcast song ever.
Nick was in tears. He was openly weeping during the
it's
song.
It's so true. I'm not worth anything, and I never will be.
But that's okay.
It's like dust in the wind.
It right. doesn't matter because it never mattered song. In the first place. I just thought it did.
And that's the fun of it. That's life. You like having fun with you thinking it matters. It doesn't. None
you decompose
it.
And the memories fade, right, brother?
Yeah, absolutely.
You decompose and the memories fade. Fucking genius,
that was good
dude.
Shit, man.
Jeez. Thank you.
Thank
you
for being here.
Yeah,
Sky.
Thanks for having us.
I hope
no wonder you're going to Japan. I want to think with some.
I hope you've enjoyed your time up to this point because definitely. That's all over now. Rick!
Oh,
as
shit.
You wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for my favorite portion of the show, the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to be asking my contestants a series of questions that may or may not embarrass them here on the internet for all 14 of you. Are you ready to play?
Relatively.
Starting with you, Mr. Sky.
All right.
The back door. Entry or exit?
I prefer the exit. It feels better.
Mr. Steve Oat.
Entry with a slow exit.
Ken.
Entry with force.
Whoa. Entry.
Forced entry.
Just when I thought
I'm giving fucking Ken
some points off
on
to
that.
An early
wait,
lead.
Wait. He gets more points for anal rape?
Yes.
Okay. I guess. I'll remember that later.
You're thinking about it
Ken.
Now. I'm trapped on a desert island, Ken. Your lover, your brother, or your mother. Who do you cannibalize first?
Jesus.
My lover.
Your lover. Okay.
Sweet
Mr. Foe?
Sheesh. Guess my brother. He'd understand.
He's romantic.
Can't be mom. Can't be the pussy.
That's right.
I'm going with brother as well.
Yeah, same reasons?
Definitely. Yeah. Also that I don't know him very well, so...
there you go.
He can go.
Fuck that
my
guy.
My brother's just an asshole.
So more of it's a fuck that guy. Okay,
yeah.
All right, speaking of fuck that guy, who in all of history would you start a fist fight with?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Probably Barack
good
Obama.
Choice. Oh.
Which one are we going? Jesus or Barack?
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Right, yeah.
Any reasons or just go with it?
Just going with it.
All right. Steve.
Ellen DeGeneres, probably.
Whoa.
Wow.
As she is now nice. Or when she bulked up for that movie?
No, now super popular. I just want to piss everybody off.
This is to beat up
people
a nice
be like,
dyke.
Why did he do that? That was fucked up. She was
she's
just dancing.
She's so nice.
She's just a lesbian.
She was just fucking dancing. Why did you have to punch her?
That's cruel.
Ken.
Isaac Newton, because that bitch never got laid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck that guy.
Because he was.
This is the guy who bombed
fucker.
His physics
Isaac
test.
Isaac Newton never had sex. Is that real?
Yeah, he never did. He was a shut-in. That's he why had, he discovered calculus and
yo, he had
physics.
Sex with mathematics, yo. He was having sex with mathematics, yo.
Are you from Dayton?
Just asking.
When you are in the bathroom, Ken, is the bathroom door open or closed in your own home?
We don't have a room. Door. We have a dungeon door. I mean, that's not really a
yeah,
door.
Yeah, it is a slider.
So,
why is it a dungeon door?
Awful.
Bandhouse.
Bandhouse. Dungeon.
They live in a cave.
Open.
Open, of course.
Okay.
Unless I'm pooping.
How many books do you own, Sky?
Oh, Jesus. More than I can read.
5, 10, 50, 100. Give me a rounded
probably
number.
Probably about 400.
400. And what was
nice.
The last one you read?
The last one was Sasquatch for Sale by Michael Green.
Ooh,
Steve
that's Hope. Strong.
Same questions it. To you. How many
oh,
books?
God, probably that I own. Only like 5.
And what was the last one you read?
The Fifth Agreement, maybe?
God, I so do know gay. What that book.
Who's that by?
Fuck.
Some faggot.
No. Carlos.
Yeah, you're better Carlos on the buttons, something. Rick.
Not Castaneda. He
not
does
Castaneda.
Those
other
it's
Carlos Ruiz. Carlos Ruiz.
I own about 15. The last one I read was Time Traveler by H.G. Wells.
Nice. Good one. I know that.
Really?
For real.
It's a good one.
Yeah, in between anal rape, he likes to read Wells, H.G. Wells.
What's nice. Your favorite drunk food, Ken?
Donuts.
Ah. Steve?
McDonald's breakfast.
Nice.
For sure.
Taco Bell.
All right.
We've had that last week.
The run of the gamut there. What would be your last meal on Earth, whether you're death or you're going to Mars? Last meal on Earth.
It would be steak with, what's that called? Pasta shells. Steak and pasta shells.
That sounds really good.
It's real good. I haven't had steak in a long time.
Steve.
I haven't had
pasta shells.
Probably a nice cut of steak with something curry involved. Like some
steak is popular this evening.
Yeah.
You like spice?
I like curry.
Ken.
Last meal would be pussy. Can't go.
Popular answer. Very popular answer.
Oh, Rory, can we ask them when they search for jerk?
We
haven't asked
them
in a long time.
I haven't asked for jerk.
Nice.
It's off the list because
well, that's where I was going to get my curry flavor from.
So you're all men of the internet age. What keywords do you use, Ken, when searching for inspiration?
You know, like Rick.
Big butts or redheads or black chicks or, you know, what's your flavor? Three ways.
Fourth century.
Muscular black guys.
Right.
Point of view.
POV.
POV.
Sexy,
POV.
Muscular black guys.
All right, Steve.
POV.
Secret something. I don't know. It starts with secret.
Secret Santa?
Secret something. I don't know.
Secret sausage?
Yeah.
If you enter secret something on
it's a good reason to keep
on
it a secret.
Porn,
you like the Thai lady boys.
Is it good?
Yeah. No, I really
hope
don't
her brother out.
Porn. I don't know.
Is it good?
I don't know.
You don't look at porn.
You don't look
I
at
don't.
Internet porn.
Are you a married man?
I'm
Do
not.
You just like break up in the spank bank in your head? Or
you're going to be though, right?
I'm going to be.
All right. Okay. All right, Sky, what are your favorite keywords?
Bluegrass music? Yeah. But is this porn related?
Yes,
that would be the worst.
Porn related.
That would be the worst.
Elle's
porn.
Best Summer music. Comes up.
Come on, no
fucked
one
up tootlet.
Yeah, guys with no teeth. That's what you would get.
Ned Beatty.
Whacking it with their ukuleles and shit.
Picture Ned Beatty.
Probably just straight up pussy. That's that's an easy one. That's basic.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a good
Rick,
start.
See, they don't
this
really
is why
like I
don't
ask
porn.
You, Rick.
They don't really like porn.
All right, we're going to switch it up here. Sky, please be naming the age and circumstances of your deflowering.
Ooh.
Ooh, boy. How old was I?
Was it a boy?
Probably 16, I think. 16, 15.
And
you're asking us?
Yeah, you
what were you doing?
Rory,
were we there?
The circumstances. Yeah, was I there? How did I forget this?
Oh, it was just at my house. Girlfriend came over and
no parents
after
home?
School.
No parents home. Yeah,
was
of course after school. We got
okay.
off the bus. Yeah,
all right.
No. Get off the bus.
Nope. It was not everything I hoped. It was weird. It was
get
like,
off the bus and get on my bus, bitch.
Yeah, baby. No, it was bad. It's awful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
May I please have a follow up?
Go ahead, Nick.
How was the next time?
Worse.
Never mind. Go ahead, Rick.
Steve Vogt, the age and circumstances of your deflowering.
Mine was pretty crazy. I think I was 7. But
no!
No!
Steve! We had this last week! This is awful!
And it upset all of us.
Babysitter.
Oh!
Wow.
That's not the first
you're
time
tall for your age?
That was you getting molested.
No, she was only like 14.
Oh my God, that's totally molestation.
No,
that's
she was hot.
Okay, but if a 21-year-old did that to a 14-year-old, that's kind
that's
of...
True.
That's my
that's
last
so
station.
That's so awful. Okay, so...
But she
what
was
the first
pre-
time when you had pubic hair?
Oh.
Can we go that far?
Yeah, probably, let's move it up a little.
Probably sixth grade.
This is why this question is so awkward.
Yeah, this is sixth grade. Coming home from school.
Shit. After
got
school.
Off, got off the bus stop with Pickle. I call her Pickle.
Oh, you don't have to use names if you don't want.
Well, that's not a real name, clearly.
No.
Yeah, it's on her birth certificate. Pickle Smith.
Pickle Martin.
Pickle, yeah. Pickle Ethel
her name
Smith.
Was actually, her name was Julie, but her parents' house smelled like pickles.
Ah.
And she smelled like pickles. Everything was a pickle experience to me. It was just like.
Is that why she came over to your house?
I love fucking pickles, man.
Oh.
Now, do you love fucking pickles?
I don't. Exactly. No, I don't. But if you've got any pickles.
In the house, it's like an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, keep them away.
Do that?
Put your pickles.
No,
the Foxy Olive has a giant pickle jar over there.
Ooh.
We'll go hang out and do pickle shots, dude.
Rick's got a pickle. If you close your eyes, Rick's got a pickle.
I'll let you smell pickles.
No.
It feels like it if you close your eyes.
No.
Ken. Ken, what about yourself? Please, how about something normal?
He's
like,
going to say something fucked up.
Banged a cheerleader in a Chevy.
He's going to say something fucked up.
At the age of 13.
Whoa.
Very
goddamn, what? Are you fucking nerds? What the hell, man?
I didn't get it until I was 17.
Wait, am I a nerd because it's late or early?
Early. Like, well, no, like your nerds, you got laid early. I didn't get, I was like in college and shit. Fuck you both.
I am so ordinary.
I expected you been like, you know, banging chicks since you were four. Like, just had them
came out of the womb
the
and just,
yeah.
Just out.
Hit the ground running.
He's all right, back to the nurse who delivered
me. Back to Ken
me.
Here. Back to Ken with the 13. What was the circumstance there, kid?
It was, we ditched class in 8th grade.
Nice.
Wow. Nice.
Oh, youthful romance.
Still very awkward as shit, yeah.
Do you know her?
Yeah, I do.
Are you still friends with her?
Yeah, I am.
That's awesome.
Do you still tap that ass?
Did you ever bone again?
Yeah, since we broke up. Not recently, though.
Was like but like school as dishes, adult,
like what's
as adult?
Recent?
As adult,
what's
yeah.
Recent?
Well done, sir.
I think you won that one.
Well,
dude.
Going back to tag your awkward first, that's pretty fucking awesome, man. Yeah, congratulations.
Try it again.
You're like, hey, check this
I
shit out.
I know what I'm doing now.
Yeah. I'm not a child no more. I know my dick.
I've been drunk and wasn't too fucked. Yeah.
Man, that's crazy, dude.
You punch her in the ribs one time.
For old time's sake.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
For new time's sake.
Nick, let's go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we need
I would like to ask him one old question before the rapid fire, okay?
Oh.
If you could take anybody on a celebrity road trip, who would you take, Sky?
Alive or dead?
Alive or dead, it doesn't matter.
Jim Croce.
Nice.
I am not going on a road trip with you.
Nice, dude.
You're depressed.
Balls.
He badly rebound.
Dude.
You know, I met his son, AJ Croce, once.
Nice.
Cool dude.
Yeah,
man.
Jim Croce's probably the greatest singer-songwriter of all time, by far.
My dad agrees with you.
Nice. Well, me and your dad should hang out. We could do a podcast together.
Who would be the celebrity you'd go on a road trip with?
The chick that was in The Fifth Element.
Mia Jovovich, yeah.
So,
nice.
I mean, she's not that pretty, but in that movie,
she's so hot.
She is.
You mean you want to go with the supreme being?
With
Lilu.
I want the supreme.
Yeah. With
supreme
Lilu.
Being,
yeah. Nice. Yeah.
I went Lilu.
Multipass.
Yeah. Lilu. She's Lilu really not that hot in like fucking whatever that other thing she's in.
Run Lola Run.
She's in Pucifer with fucking Maynard, man. She's awesome.
She is awesome. That's all I know.
She rules.
Ken.
Nikola Tesla.
Yeah. Trippy.
Yeah.
He's very an evil smart. Scientist. Part, yeah.
The guy who says Jim Croce is making fun of Nikola Tesla.
That's my name.
Rory, tell him yours. Your celebrity that you go with.
Oh, God.
Just because I want them to have fun, too, and know what you're about.
Okay, I tell you, a fist fight, Oprah Winfrey, and in the car, John Waters.
Dude, John Waters.
You totally stole mine, because that's the best ever.
Yeah, I know. Rick, I did that on purpose, ever.
John Waters?
I'm just sitting here, not thinking John Waters.
I'm going fucking Bill Murray, you guys. Bill Murray was the correct answer.
Nothing
all right. So, on the rapid fire, here we go. Sky, peanut butter or jelly?
Peanut butter.
Same question.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
All right. Milk and cookies or whiskey and Coke?
Milk and cookies.
Whiskey Coke.
Milk and cookies.
We're such babies.
or fat. Let's go with the Brady Bunch or the Partridge Family?
Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch.
All right. All the way around. All right. Let's go Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Elvis.
Elvis.
All right. AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Fuck AIDS.
Definitely AIDS.
Right. You gotta put that in a fucking drop, Rick. Definitely AIDS. That's fucking funny. Go.
Coldplay or herpes?
Wait, Coldplay or herpes?
Right.
Yeah, probably herpes.
It's Coldplay or cold sore.
Everybody's got to deal
cold
with
this. Coldplay or cold
sore? Coldplay or cold sore?
Yeah.
Coldplay. Fuck a cold sore.
Cold sores.
Okay, theoretically, who would win a fight, a donkey or a walrus?
Go.
Donkey.
Walrus way.
Donkey.
Thank you, Chewy.
She thought with the correct answer. Yeah.
Chewy from beyond the grave. Chewy.
Mushrooms or LSD?
Mushrooms?
LSD for sure.
Mushrooms for sure.
Definitely
Bert
AIDS.
Or Ernie. Bert or Ernie?
Oh, God. Ernie.
Fuck yeah, Ernie.
Bert.
You fucker.
Yeah, you're
correct
weird.
Answer.
That is not the correct answer.
Cheater, cheated, or both?
Cheated.
Both.
That's how it always works
both.
Out.
Both.
Yeah.
Two honest people in the room. Sky, you're out.
I'm just a nice guy.
Next. Next.
Grapes or grapefruit?
Grapes.
Grapefruit.
Grapes.
Good man, Ken.
Metal or punk?
Metal.
Punk.
Fuck punk. Metal.
Oh, circumcised or not?
Uncircumcised?
Uncircumcised.
Circumcised.
I could have guessed that.
No. Wait a minute. I'm circumcised.
Wait. Steve, don't worry about it.
Steve, does your dick look like a regular dick or like a dog's dick?
Like a dog's dick.
Okay, you're uncircumcised.
Yeah, circumcised.
Thank you.
And I can pee in it sometimes.
And when it's dirty, it smells like Rory's dirty ear holes.
Hey.
Probably. Grody.
Bald or hairy bush?
Bald.
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 Now for you. Yes. On yourself. Bald or hairy bush?
Hairy bush.
Bald.
Bald.
Dang.
You guys so like rad. To fuck a lot.
Hey.
These guys get a lot of fucking going on. All right.
Poltergeist or Saw?
Saw.
Saw.
Poltergeist.
Yeah. The new one or the old one?
Old ones.
Yes.
Old
the new
ones.
One sucks.
Old one's okay.
New York was okay, but it just didn't. It's like, don't even try to do a new one, you dumb motherfuckers. So stupid. All right.
Gay or ginger?
Yes, gay or ginger. Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Oh, red hair, ginger.
Red hair.
Ginger.
Bunch of homophobes.
I never would have guessed that.
You guys are homophobes.
I thought for sure Steve would go gay.
Walken or Bill Murray? Christopher Walken or Bill Murray?
Walken.
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 Whoa, the Walken dead this week. Yeah. Fuck you, Bill Murray. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
This is going to be a shame. I've never seen both.
Ken.
It's 2 weeks in a row, isn't
wow.
it?
Wow. Those are three different answers for that question. That never happens.
I'm sorry. What happened to the other member of your band? He seems to be dead to me now.
He pretty much is.
All right. Marijuana or alcohol?
It's doing so alcohol. Well.
Alcohol.
Alcohol.
You all disappoint me. Rory, how'd they do?
Well, it was not really a neck-and-neck race until the end there where Ken disappointed me, losing 75% of the points he had tallied up. So with no further ado, with 1,250 points, Sky comes in our runner-up place. With 600 points, Steve, you come in last. And Ken, just beating him out by only 3 points, you did still manage to pull off the win.
Wait a minute. Is last good
no.
on that?
No, you
last
lost.
Last was good on that, right?
No.
No?
No, sorry. You got third place.
Loser
now.
Has to blow
son
me.
Of a son of a... Yeah. Wow.
You get the consolation prize, the donkey and the year supply of manure.
From, how much do I use in a year? I'm not sure.
Thank you for playing. I am feeling a little verklempt. Oh, my goodness. Would you guys like to play another song?
Yeah.
I think another song
well, we don't care if
great.
You want to or not. I
yeah, that's the what it's time for in the show
it's
now.
It's fine. It's your house.
Yeah, and it's my house. Fuck your house, Rick Spagnola. I'll rub my shoes all over it.
Well, the song's the first song off our latest album. It's called Roll Away.
in myself, staring up at the stars. And I'd like to live amongst them all, 'cause you know I travel hard. And I've driven more hours than anyone I know, and I've seen so many things. Everyone sings about never coming home, but home is the place for me. So as we hit the road and you slam on the gas, well, I'm left remembering that home is where the heart is, and you'll always know where to find me. To find myself living in my dreams, 'cause that's where I can hide away from all of you human beings. And just know that I'm aware of who I am and what goes on. And you can think that you'll deceive me, and your lies will hurt for so long, but I will always pull through, and then I'll cut every cord, and you'll mean nothing to me as I walk out the door, and I'll roll along singing my songs forevermore.
You sing about anything happy? I mean, it sounds happy, but it's not.
No, it's like the folk Cure.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Really, I was feeling like take the gospel out of Johnny Cash and put like a little punk rock in him, and it was.
You could go there a little more philosophical punk rock.
Yeah,
it's so great.
I think you're both right.
Jesus, it's great and it's happy and it's really awful.
Thank you.
Oh God.
Yeah, no, and you guys are both like.
It's just like brutal honesty.
It's like a happy clown that kills
people. Music.
Or like, you know, like.
Oh, speaking of a clown that kills, have you heard that Jerry Lewis might be releasing his film?
Oh,
what?
I don't know who that
he
is.
Made Jerry this Lewis. Horrible movie where
from,
he like
he played like, a clown.
Jerry Lewis is old school.
Led Jewish kids into the gas chamber.
Holocaust. And Jerry Lewis himself was Jewish, and he was like trying to raise awareness about this stuff and how awful it was. And he produced this movie. He helped write it, and then they finally filmed it and like watched it, and it was the most awful thing ever. And
nobody's ever seen it.
Damn. He has the only surviving copy and like a safe in his house.
But when he turned this, so he turned a bunch of stuff over to some like library of movies and shit, but he told them that some of it couldn't be released until a certain period of time after he died.
Yeah, let me die, let a couple years, let all my friends die, and then you can.
Now we have to kill Jerry Lewis so we can see the movie.
It's supposed to be like just an awful, awful movie about an awful, awful thing, starring really. At the time, this was the peak of Jerry Lewis's film career, and when he was starting up the telethon that still runs to this day that has raised millions of dollars for muscular dystrophy.
Don't belittle his accomplishment.
No, I'm not. I just don't want to go into all the hoopla, but this movie was made
they
like
did
really
fire him.
Kind of it was kind of at the peak of his popularity and his clout as a Hollywood doer and shaker. And it's just awful. And
future cult classic.
I can't wait to see it. Jerry Lewis
playing
a Nazi
interesting
clown.
Interesting and fun. Hmm. He's a Nazi clown?
No, he's not a Nazi. He's forced in. I don't know if.
Well, if we're going to gas the children, I might as well make them laugh on the way to the gas chamber.
That's the premise of the movie.
Oh, my God.
It's like a really bad Patch Adams.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Patch Adams set in the Holocaust.
Oh, God.
Could you imagine how fucked up that would be? Like, you're on your way to your death, and Jerry Lewis is your last. Like, you're like, oh.
Huh.
Are you working for God or Satan? Yeah. I can't decide.
I can't get Bernie Mac.
There you go.
Yeah, give me Bernie Mac.
Can I get Bernie Mac to the gas chamber?
Or Richard Pryor would probably be better than.
You know when you're taking a shit, right? And you're taking a shit, right?
No, because you haven't taken a shit in 6 months. Ha! And can I have a singer instead of a comedian?
No.
Namaste.
All right, so Offbeat Fest starts tonight, folks. You're going to get your tickets. You can get them now. You can please check everything out at offbeatfest.com. There's too many things for us to go into again and name it all for
you. Just make sure you come see Fat Couch, 11:30,
right.
Jub Jubs, and Nick Ramirez. Who else is playing?
Busking by Moonlight.
Yeah, go see them, too. Also, please come see Liver Scars over at Shea's on Saturday.
Yes. And come see those Pistoleros after Fat Couch.
If you like a band in Reno, they are probably playing this. And if you're in a band in Reno and aren't playing this, like maybe me, don't feel butthurt. Just come see all your friends. Buy the fucking ticket.
Well, you're hosting, so.
Well, yeah.
That's kind
of
cool.
I didn't get asked to until the very last minute. Remy. He was thinking of me the whole time.
I know.
He just knew you were going to.
He just has.
He knew. Frankly, no. The organizers knew I was just going to do it. Because yeah. I'm a whore on the radio and the stage.
Are we wrapping our week up?
This is the week wrap up. And then...
I want to say a shout out to Manuel from Otis, who passed away this past week, and maybe like let's give him like a few moments of silence just for the Reno community and all the metal hardcore people. Who are fucking hurting right now, and all his friends and family and shit. So let's do that. We love you, Man Wolf. Rock on in the fucking universe, dude.
And on that note, not to be too much of a downer right now, but there has been a surprising amount of deaths and many of them suicides in the Reno punk rock and metal music community in the last like 6 to 9 months. And I just want to say, knock it off, call somebody, go out, hug a tree, get a kitten, like stop. That's really bumming us all out. And you're all stronger than that because we're all here together. Reno's a family. We all keep each other going.
And thanks for what you gave us, even though you might have made a really bad choice, because you give it a day or two, man. You know, it'll be
write better. It in a letter. Go to bed.
You never know. Also, I want to say that now it seems shitty going after Manwolf, but I get to be the Artist of the Month on the X. On the
hey,
X
fucking
radio.
Hey.
So,
yeah.
Coming all right, listen to X. You're selling me shit for a month. Like my chicken wire art.
Nick's art. And
I just want to thank
you. Damn, Nick. That's fucked up.
Thank you, Ian, and thank you, Jamie, who sent me my compliment. Like,
Jamie,
nothing to
our
do
Jamie?
With it, but she works for the X, and she's our Jamie. So thank you guys for recognizing us and giving me a shot on the air and everything for that you do for Reno. Appreciate it.
Nick Ramirez, the Renaissance man.
Other than that, yeah, go to Offbeat. Shames are at the Loving Cup.
There you go.
On Friday night.
Rick, what
That's
you got?
Girl.
I am working with the Pistoleros, but they're playing on
yeah,
the
they
Beat
are.
Off Festival. So I
right
know
after Fat
work.
Couch.
And that's Saturday or Friday?
And
Friday.
And I know Andy's doing sound two nights. Cause
I
got to
call
schedule.
Andy. Because we have a recording scheduled
about.
All weekend.
You got like
and,
a
I wonder if Andy realizes that he's double booked by accident. So we'll see what
well,
happens.
Well, it's Andy.
So I might not
both.
Be. So if I'm not doing it, well, yeah, but the drum kit has to be here. Like I don't get how that's going to work. But I'll talk to Andy. So I might be there because I'm not recording the Pistoleros like I thought I was.
Awesome.
We'll see what happens.
That's tomorrow night, folks. So That'll go to Jub Jub's on Friday.
The show.
See if the Pistoleros actually pull
Pistoleros,
it
Pistoleros, Plastic Caves.
Forrest Day.
Badass.
Yeah. Forrest Day.
And who's that other guy? Nick fucking Ramirez.
Yes.
Yeah.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too. And we're going to start off the show at 7:30.
Wow. Hey, Chewy, how about the sports report?
Yeah, Chewy, what's up with that?
I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my butt.
All right, you'll get 10 points. Okay.
Raiders, go Raiders. They won this
whatever.
Weekend.
Go Pack, go Wolf Pack. They're probably playing something this weekend. I don't know.
Oh, God.
So let's, I'm just going to close it out.
I
guys,
wanna,
if you
can
would,
we wait, do one what? More thing before we say goodbye to the band? Sifo, thank you for being on our show.
Yeah.
All the way from Indiana.
Thank you very much.
All, you know.
We have featured your music on the show in the past.
Thank you very much. It was our music.
Thank you for all the old times. You know, he was old Reno. He went to Indiana. He did good. He's coming back. He's playing the show tomorrow night, folks. Come see Steve-O rock it again. I'm excited.
If you lived through Reno in the 90s, you know exactly who Steve-O is. That one, yes.
That one?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
If you've seen my wife, he actually looks a lot like her.
Perfect.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a great episode. Thank you for being on Last to Leave. Thank you,
Steve. You guys are amazing. You guys are amazing.
Play us some music out.
Yeah. Right. For Mr. Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Chewy, all the interns, especially JoJo, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd telling you that life is short. I love you. Hug one another. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
All right, the song's called I Hope You Come Around. This day to come true, and the demons that I've battled for days are nowhere to be found. So I hope you come around, because I'd like to see your face. And I've been drinking since you left yesterday, never wonder where you. Took my soul, split it in two, and now I've just got the blues. But I'm starting to like the change, because when I think of home, you know I'm thinking of you. And when I pour a drink, you know I'm really pouring too. And if I go to hell, man, I would be so blue, unless it meant that I would get to spend the rest of my life with you. The times are bringing me down, and this place, well, it will never be the same. And all the fun we've had, the good and bad, forever make me sad and glad. And I know that it's all part of the game. And if I were to die right now, my money, well, it all went to the drinks. And I've been digging this hole, and when I grow old, I'll finally stop being such a jerk, or not. Because when I think of home, you know I'm thinking of you. And when I pour a drink, you know I'm really pouring too. And if I go to hell, man, I would be so blue, unless it meant that I would get to spend the rest of my life with you. Because when I think of home, you know that I'm thinking of you. And when I pour a drink, you know I'm really pouring too. And if I go to hell, man, I would be so blue, unless it meant that I would get to spend the rest of my life with you.
See, that was happy, Rick.
It was not.
As brooks flow into streams, streams into rivers, and rivers into the sea, so our adepts flow back to us and swell our ranks.
Dog War Studios.
Soon we shall be victorious and triumphant. We shall then hold sway over this earth, which awaits our coming as autumn awaits winter.
No, I don't want to.